And windy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with news. Victoria Stafford's dad rushed from the courtroom today as images were shown of the 8-year-old's barely recognizable remains. The slideshow detailing the girl was shown in court in London as a part of a testimony at the trial. Rodney Stafford left the courtroom after he just couldn't take it anymore. Both the judge warned jurors about the disturbing nature of the photos. Tori's body was found under rocks in an isolated field more than 3 months after she was abducted in Woodstock, Ontario. The 31-year-old Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. The lawyer for a transgendered woman who wants to take part in the Miss Universe Canada pageant says Jana Takaklokova is a vibrant but beautiful young woman who should be allowed to compete. Gloria Allred spoke to reporters today in LA.
Also want Mr. Trump to clearly state that this rule be eliminated because I do not want any other woman to suffer the discrimination that I have endured.
Talakova says that she just wants Trump to say if she can compete. If she wins in Canada, she'll be allowed to go to the Miss Universe pageant. An abandoned bear cub rescued by a Manitoba family can be rehabilitated and returned to the wild if the provincial government gives permission. The owner of a bear in Sprucedale, Ontario, says he is willing to take the animal as long as he can return to Manitoba next summer. Mike McIntosh says he is waiting to hear if Manitoba officials will allow the move.
That would have to be bottle-fed probably for a little bit, and then in a few weeks he'd be trained to drink out of a dish. The critical part is about the middle of May. That's when the cubs become much more alert and more mobile, and they fear everything that's not their mother.
He says the cub hasn't yet been affected by human contact. Chile boosts security in a region after police officer slaying. A Chilean police officer has died after being shot in a Mapuche Indian community, and the government says it's taking measures aimed at boosting security. Authorities say police sergeant Hugo Albornoz was shot in the neck after participating in a raid in a community near the town of Urquila. During the raid, the preceded shooting, authorities say a man and two women have been detained as part of an investigation into the violent acts in the area. There is a huge financial crisis, especially in Europe. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund says the global economy is trying to dig out with deep recession. Christine Lagarde explains why this is an issue.
We should not delude ourselves into a false sense of security. The recovery is still very fragile. The financial system in Europe is still under heavy strain. Debt is still too high, both public and private.
European nations have been going through a terrible stretch. Harper conservatives are torpedoed with questions that the Auditor General reported the Defense Department kept Parliament in the dark over costs of buying the F-35 fighter jets. But in the Commons after the report was released, Prime Minister Stephen Harper said his government has frozen spending on the multi-million dollar plan to buy stealth jet fighters. Public Works Minister Rona Ambrose told the Commons government and the government accepts one key recommendation of the Auditor General.
The recommendation is that the Department of National Defense needs to refine their cost estimates. We also believe that they need to be more transparent. And our government's response is also clear. We will not purchase new aircraft until that recommendation is met.
The Harper government has frozen spending on the multi-million dollar plan to buy a stealth jet fighter after the Auditor General slammed the Defense Department for keeping Parliament in the dark about the project's true costs. Large tornadoes in the Dallas area damaged took just south of Fort Worth, tossing semis in the air and leaving crumpled tractor trailers along highways and in a truck stop. The National Weather Service reported in at least two separate tornadoes south of Dallas and Fort Worth. Dallas Police spokeswoman Sherry Jeffery said an apparent twister touched down and caused damage within the city's southern limits.
A lot of homes have sustained damage. One guy told me he lived there. He was lucky enough to have a cellar, which that's very unusual, of course, in Texas. Hit in the cellar. He's okay, but he saw lots of homes damaged, cars and front yards.
Television footage showed a large dark funnel cloud moving on the ground not far from a major interstratable early Tuesday afternoon. Syrian government officials say troops have begun withdrawing from some cities and are returning to their bases. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuzzlin says there is nothing to suggest that is true.
Our own means, we have been able to verify no withdrawal of mechanized units, which is what he's claiming credit for today.
The official told the Associated Press on Tuesday that the withdrawal was mainly from calm cities, while in tense areas, regime forces are deploying and taking positions on the outskirts. A BC man, J. Paul Guzina, is facing charges after he viciously dragged a pregnant woman outside his car as a vehicle was weaving through traffic. RCMP say the woman had 1 foot outside the vehicle and was holding onto the doorframe as the car reached up to 50 kilometers an hour. A man and his 18-year-old son was in the car behind, called 911, and eventually managed to stop the vehicle by pulling in front of it. The son took the woman out of the car to a nearby home to wait for an ambulance, but the driver then sped away with a 3-year-old child still inside the vehicle. The police later arrested the man at his house. The woman, who was 3 months pregnant, did not suffer any serious injuries, while the child was not harmed. That's 91X News, the 5 o'clock, John Boldrick at Sports.
37 solar. Are you looking for a way to go green and make a sure investment? Or maybe you're just looking to make some extra cash that could potentially pay your mortgage? Then you need to think solar. 37 solar. Thanks to the MicroFit and Fit program, the government is paying you a fixed rate for your power for the next 20 years. For more information, call 613-962-8623. That's 613-962-8623. Or email info at 37solar.com. 37 Solar, as reliable as the sun.
Good afternoon. I'm John Baldrick with 91X Sports. A busy night for the NHL tonight, as 10 games are on tap, including 4 Canadian teams in action. Toronto travels to Buffalo, where it appears recent call-up Ben Scrivens will get the start. Buffalo can tie 8th place Washington with a win tonight. Elsewhere, Ottawa will host Carolina, Winnipeg takes on the Panthers in Florida, and Vancouver welcomes Anaheim to the Rogers Arena. Phoenix also battles Columbus in a game that can go a long way in determining who will win the Pacific Division. Montreal Canadiens goaltender Carey Price will be examined by a team doctor to determine whether the headaches he is suffering are a sign of something more serious. According to club spokesman, Price is scheduled to be examined Wednesday by the team's physician, Dr. David Mulder. The Canadiens have not confirmed a report that Price has a concussion and could miss the team's final 3 games of the season. The Canadiens have recalled goaltender Robert Mayer from the AHL. There are 8 games in the association tonight, including Canada's team, the Toronto Raptors, taking on the Charlotte Bobcats. While the Bobcats are currently last in the league, they have beaten the Raps twice this season. Other games include Philadelphia taking on Miami, Memphis playing host to Golden State, Steve Nash and the Phoenix Suns traveling to Sacramento to take on the Kings, and the New Jersey Nets against the LA Lakers. The NBA Hall of Fame has found its newest class. 5-time All-Star Reggie Miller will join former coach Don Nelson and college standout Ralph Sampson in being inducted this year. Miller will join his sister, Cheryl, who was inducted in 1995. The Cincinnati Reds have extended first baseman Joey Votto with a 10-year, $225 million contract. ESPN's Buster Onley says the Reds' decision to keep Votto is a risky move.
The second biggest payment for a player behind Alex Rodriguez, when you factor in that he already has 2 years under his current contract, total of $251.5 million. It's great that the Reds keep him. It's also an extraordinary risk.
The Etobicoke-born first baseman was the National League's most valuable player in 2010 and is a 2-time All-Star. According to Shai Davidi of Rogers Sportsnet, the Blue Jays' rotation is in place. Joel Serrano will take the Jays' number 3 spot, while Kyle Drabek will round out the rotation. Rotation candidate Brett Cecil has been sent to AA Dunedin, while Aaron Laffey will begin the year in AAA Las Vegas. Canada's Glenn Howard boasted 2 victories today to remain unbeaten at the World Men's Curling Championship. Howard beat Switzerland 7-6 before topping Denmark 8-5. Howard says he was tested in both games.
They were tough. Great game against the Swiss, great game against the Danes, and they're 2 really good curling teams, and they make a lot of shots, and we made a lot of shots, and went back and forth, and fortunately we had the W at the end.
Canada will play Sweden tomorrow afternoon. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatero with 91x weather.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy, with a chance of it being cloudy tonight. And it's 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Dan Canatero with John Boldrick at 91x News.